Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Here they come to the stripe. Richard Petty's STP Oldsmobile. Waltrip dives to the inside. Petty almost put him off in the grass, and Richard Petty will win.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best racer ever was. Most wins.
It's Richard Petty by a foot. Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Well, without Richard Petty, where would the sport be? He's a king.
Petty is sliding, slamming into the wall. He's coming down toward the finish line. Will he make it?
Motor Racing Network presents Richard Petty, Road to Royalty.
The winner of the World 600, Richard Petty.
He's always got something funny to say, always got a story.
Ladies and gentlemen, this crowd is going wild at Daytona as Petty takes the checkered flag and wins.
From the Motor Racing Network studios in Concord, North Carolina, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to our Richard Petty Road to Royalty series. We've come a long way through Richard Petty's career. We've heard about all his accomplishments and everything he's done. Now we look at how Richard feels he'll stand in NASCAR history in part 9 of the series we call The Legacy. One of the biggest parts of Richard's legacy is the numbers he put up while behind the wheel.
You know, if you win, you're going to win more money than anything else anyway. But a lot of the teams, if they operate like what, you know, they can operate and stuff, they can win money without winning races, like you say. But, you know, that's not the ultimate. Most of the people are in racing from a sponsorship standpoint, and even the boys that are driving the car and working on the car. You know, if they didn't pay nothing, they want to win. And that's the name of the game. Winning is what it's all about.
Yarbrough down low. Petty's up the bank, and Yarbrough pulls up in front of him. Petty, right up on his bumper, points his nose down inside. They race back to the checkers. The lap car hit Petty right down to the apron. They're side by side.
Richard drafts down to the bottom of the racetrack. They are door to door in the dogleg. They touch, coming to the trioval down to the line. It is, I can't call that one. It is so close. Petty almost lost it as they tagged again as they crossed the start-finish line.
It's Richard Petty by a foot. Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
We run, 1,177 races. Nobody's been more fortunate driving a race car than what I have as far as winning races and doing good. But on the other hand, nobody's ever lost more races than I have either. So, you know, you look at it from that standpoint. But, you know, I just sort of looked at the overall picture from the beginning to the end, and it wasn't all uphill, it wasn't all downhill, and it was all sort of in the middle, and I can't say that anything was any more exciting or any worse than anything else. So, again, it was just 35 years of doing something that you really love to do, so you sort of let a lot of that stuff go by.
Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace says nothing is bigger than that win column.
I mean, it's the biggest out there. Still, it's the number. 200 wins, man, that is just unreal. I mean, you think of some big numbers out there, like the ones David Pearce are laying down, close to 100 wins or even over maybe, stuff like that. But 200 wins, no matter what the format was, that's still a ton of winning. And my gosh, he's still the king. And people always talk about his blue cars, how beautiful they were. His persona, the big cowboy hat, the glasses, all the stuff. He really is his own individual, and he's still doing that today. But 200 will always be a number that I would tell you that every race car driver in the world wish they could achieve.
Some of the other aspects of Richard's legacy are the rivalries. What good is a dominating driver if he doesn't have someone to compete with on his level? Bobby Allison and David Pearson went head-to-head with Richard for many years. Richard says he looked at Pearson as an equal competitor.
Here's Pearson out against the wall. Petty rides right on his bumper. Pearson squeezes the concrete. They move into the trioval. And here goes Richard on the outside. Cuts back to the inside of the trioval.
Richard Petty is all the way in upon the track. He nails Pearson. They come across side by side. Petty's done it. Petty has won by 2 feet. Richard Petty has just won the Talladega 500 as he and Pearson nailed each other in the side coming to the trioval at 186 miles an hour.
Well, I don't know if it was rivalry. I don't know what you consider. The deal was I felt like he was the best going, and he must have thought I was pretty good too. And it just wound up that he had a really good car with the Woods boys most of the time, some with Holman Moody.
We always had good cars, and you just wound up running so many races with each other that we had to wind up racing each other a whole lot. So it wasn't a deal as far as saying, okay, you know, I'm going to get him out of the way or whatever. It was one of them deals. You went to the racetrack, and you knew in your mind your biggest competition was going to be David. Okay, and you figured if you beat David, then you're going to beat everybody else because David was beating everybody else. So it was I think it was a challenge more than anything else.
Bobby Allison, on the other hand, was a different story. While their battles made the sport more exciting to watch, Richard says his rivalry with Allison was headline-worthy and brought more attention to NASCAR than one driver winning race after race.
They've got a wide-open field with Allison in the lead. Here's Petty. He's leaning on the bumper of Bobby Allison as they come into turn three. Allison in the Mercury. Petty in that Plymouth. Richard getting lower and lower as they come to the inside. He's moving up. He's almost even with that rear bumper. Petty swings to the outside, getting high for a slingshot technique as they come off turn four again.
At the finish line, the winner is going to be Bobby Allison in corner of the 12, and Allison waved as he came across the finish line.
Me and Pearson never really had a lot of trouble except running into each other a couple times, but Daytona. But I think when Bobby Allison and myself had a little feud there where we was beating on each other pretty bad, I think it was good for the sport because it brought attention to people that wasn't paying attention. And that's the kind of thing we need in racing. We've got the people that's coming and going and keeping up with us right now. What do we do to excite new fans? So I think that was something that probably got a little bit more press than just going out of room, running a race and winning a race.
While some sports believe that statistics and records are all that matters, most involved in NASCAR would say they don't matter as much if you don't give back to the people who helped you get there. Richard's crew chief and cousin Dale Inman says no one has done this better than Richard Petty.
What a great ambassador he has been for NASCAR. And we know all his records. You're talking about the numbers, Andy. The numbers are great and everything. But there's not a story on the side of Richard Petty, what he has done off the track for the community, well, for Level Cross, for Randleman, for Randolph County, for North Carolina, for the United States. He's known all over the world, and it's just unbelievable what he has done for people through his racing career.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When Richard was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in its inaugural class, he felt he didn't deserve it. The man who is arguably the most well-known NASCAR driver and brought the sport to audiences across the globe said there were others who built the sport who deserved to go in before him.
No, I look at a museum being the people that really got things going, okay? I came along a little after it got started, even though I was there when they first started. But, you know, you got to figure that, you know, naturally Bill France was going to be in it, but mm-hmm. You got people that took a chance on building a racetrack. Say the guy in Darlington in 1950.
Yeah.
NASCAR is 1 year old. He takes a chance on building a super speedway, okay?
Yeah.
And the car's running 80 mile an hour. I mean, that's all it was.
Sure.
You know, people like that made our sport so that when me and Junior, or, you know, a bunch of us come along, there was something for us there. And so I guess that's what I was looking at more than the personalities and stuff, the people that built the sport along with Bill France.
One of the biggest debates today in the sport is how would Richard Petty compare to today's drivers? With Jimmy Johnson tying Richard and Dale Earnhardt in championships, there have been a lot of comparisons, naturally, but Dale Inman says Richard would still dominate the field if he was behind the 43 car today.
I think that comes up a lot. You know, I think Cale Yarborough gives us about the quickest question on it because he don't even think they could stand up to what happened back when there was no power steering and the seats was nothing like they are today. But, golly, you know, I think in Richard's, if he was young, he would be great in today's car. I'm not sure some of the drivers that are out there could have drove the cars like him and Buddy Baker and Harry Gantz, and some of them did without the power steering and everything. No disrespect to them. I just don't think they'd have been strong enough to do it all day long. But Richard had such a feel for a car, he would have been super in today's world. And Jimmy Johnson and Chad and Jeff Gordon, and just to name a lot of them, my hat's off to them. And what a great job they do.
But being the humble guy from Level Cross, as Richard always is, he says times are different. And what drivers do today is more complicated than when Petty, Allison, and Pearson had the reins.
There's no comparison because the equipment's different. The circumstances is different. The tracks are different. You know, again, the guys that I ran against had to run against me, and I had to run against them. The guys today is a whole different mentality set up, because a lot of these guys now have to do all the PR stuff and take care of the sponsorships and all. You know, back when we run, we just went and run. We was all racers. The guys now have to be multiple talented, not only to be able to drive the race car and win races, but they also need to sell their products. So it just takes a different kind of a talent.
So what does Richard Petty think his own legacy is? Hard work and love of the sport, not the numbers, not 200 wins or 7 championships or 35 years of racing. It's his love of NASCAR racing. Join us again next Tuesday as we move on to our series finale in part 10 of Richard Petty Road to Royalty. We'll be talking to the drivers, current and past, about what they think Richard's legacy is for the sport, for the fans, and for them as drivers. Until then, for the Motor Racing Network, I'm Mike Baggett.
Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, is produced under an exclusive license with NASCAR. Any use of the description and accounts contained in this broadcast must be with the express written consent of NASCAR and the Motor Racing Network.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.